It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. Glad to be with you again. I want you to see something. Looks like a little piano, doesn't it? When I was a little boy, I couldn't play the way I can now. In fact, I wanted to learn so much then that I asked if I could have a teacher teach me. I needed help to learn. The teacher showed me the different notes on the piano and helped me to start to learn. And I've been learning ever since. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. It's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. Oh, I found it already.
Well, what did you find?
Remember the vacuum sweeper you had last time?
Oh, yes.
Well, this is a tape about how people make them.
Oh, do you have time to watch it with us?
I do. I've seen it, but I'd like to see it again.
Oh, well, let's put it into picture-picture. Oh, thank you for finding this.
Well, you're quite welcome.
How people make vacuum sweepers. Ooh, that'll be fun to see. All right. Here we watch it. People make vacuum sweepers.
When people make vacuum sweepers, they start with this part. It's called the housing.
The housing?
Mm-hmm. And it will hold all the inside parts, like these wires.
Oh. Look how big that factory
is. That's a big factory. Oh, next comes the motor.
Oh, the motor is the part that makes the noise when I turn on the sweeper, isn't it?
Well, that's right. Now she adds the electrical cord. There it goes in.
Mm-hmm. That's complicated, isn't it?
Oh, it is complicated.
Now what's this person going to do?
Well, she puts on small blue caps that help hold the wires in place. Now, there's one that's on, holding wires in place. Now, watch. She'll put the wires together.
Oh, so the blue caps keep all those wires together.
That's right, and she'll do one more. There you go. Three blue caps.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this person puts in the filter, and there it is. And he puts on other parts, too.
There's a little wheel. This is like putting a puzzle together.
Oh, yes, it is. Off it goes. Now, this person adds this part, and then it's time to close up the housing. Closing it up.
Put the roof on.
Put the roof on. And you'll see in a moment she'll put some screws in the holes there, and that holds the housing on.
All together.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the screwdriver?
Well, you'll see. You see, there it is.
Oh, it's an electric one.
That's right. You see?
She's using an electric screwdriver.
Oh. There she's done. That's off. Now this person checks to be sure that everything is okay. Testing the wheel. And here she pops open the front door and puts in the bag.
That's the part that collects the dust and dirt.
Right you are. And Now she plugs it in and checks it. And watch that light will flash. And that means everything's working properly.
Uh-huh.
A flashing light. Now for one of the final steps here. The side wheels are coming on. And that's how you can move the sweeper around the room.
Oh yes, the big ones on the side.
Yeah, the big side wheels. There you go. Side wheel. Checks it out. And then she adds the hose. And this part is called the wand.
Like a magic wand.
And then the brush. There you have a finished vacuum sweeper.
You find the best things to show us, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I love my speedy delivery business.
Oh, speaking of that, would you like to hear your speedy delivery song on my... I'll show you. My little keyboard here?
Oh, I would.
It goes...
Is there anything you want? Is there anything you need? McFeely's Delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy deliveries are speedy deliveries. Speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery.
How we make a good group, don't we?
Oh, and speaking of good groups, did you know that Jabali Africa is rehearsing over at Negri's Music Shop later on today?
Oh, I wonder if we could hear them.
I bet you would be able to. In fact, I'll stop over and tell Mr. Negri that you might be over later on
good.
Today.
Thank you very much, Mr. McFeely.
Okay, well, that's I better great. Get back to my deliveries.
Yeah, speedy delivery to you.
Okay, here we go again. Speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery. See you around the neighborhood. Bye-bye.
All right, goodbye. Delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery. Well, you're speedy, trolley. Yeah. Let's have some make-believe. You know, last time we pretended that it was nighttime in make-believe, and Lady Elaine was angry with Mr. Aber for using his vacuum sweeper near her museum. Well, let's make-believe that it's still nighttime there, almost morning. And Lady Elaine is having a dream about a vacuum sweeper. She's dreaming that she has one of her own. Ready for the neighborhood of make-believe? Okay, trolley, neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, yes, trolley. I often get up very early, even before the sunrise. That's right. It's a beautiful night in this neighborhood. A beautiful night for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Thanks, Charlie. I think I'll get a little breakfast. I'll see you after a while.
Gonna bother my museum. No siree. I've been guarding it all night. Back and forth and back and forth. I'm really tired. Back and forth and back and maybe I'll just lie down for a minute. Ah, that's better. I think I'm dreaming. Thank you.
Are you all right, Lady Elaine?
Who are you?
Well, I'm your neighbor, Handyman Negri.
Oh, of course.
I heard you calling out, and I thought I'd better come over.
Oh, I must have been dreaming. Ugh.
Well, you were saying, I'll use my boomerang on you.
Yeah, it all had to do with a vacuum sweeper, the loud kind.
Well, those sweepers can be a real help sometimes.
Not for me, Handy. I'm getting rid of all of them in the world.
You're going to get rid of all the vacuum sweepers in the world?
Yeah, you want to help me?
How do you mean?
Anytime you see someone with a vacuum sweeper, just bring them to me. I'll do the rest.
Well, I'd like to help you in some way, Lady Elaine, but...
No buts about it. You're on.
Well, there is someone with a vacuum sweeper over there at the clock.
Oh, okay. Your job is to bring him here.
We'll see.
Right.
Is that you, neighbor Aver?
Oh, yes, Handyman. Good morning.
Oh, it is almost morning, isn't it?
Yes, I've just come from Westwood.
With your vacuum sweeper?
Yes. It's a handy one.
Wow. What a sound.
It is loud, but it doesn't hurt anybody.
Well, Lady Elaine seems to feel otherwise.
Oh, is she awake? I must apologize to her.
Apologize?
Yeah, I'm afraid I might have scared her with this sweeper last time. I'll just go and tell her I'm sorry.
Well, now, you better be careful over there.
Good morning, good morning.
Well, well, well.
I'm really sorry about last time,
Lady
Elaine.
You're going to be even sorrier about this time.
What do you mean?
Boomerang, toomerang.
Well, why don't you let him explain?
Sumerang.
Lady Elaine, what have you done?
I have liberated one more vacuum sweeper.
Why?
Because I want to rid the world of them. No more vacuum sweepers. That's my motto.
But Lady Elaine...
You're a good help, Toots. Just bring them here. I'll get rid of them.
But I need my vacuum sweeper to do my work.
Nobody needs anything. Toot toot.
Now, wait a minute. Honestly, can you believe that?
I tried to warn you.
We'll have to do something about it. Nobody will be safe.
Where do you suppose her boomerang magic takes things?
I don't know, but it must be someplace.
Well, I've got to get to work.
Oh, I do too, but I'll be back.
Well, let me know if I could be of some help to you, okay?
I will. You know, just because you're afraid of something doesn't mean you have to make it disappear.
Hope you have a better day in Westwood.
Thanks. See you soon.
Yeah.
And here comes our handyman trolley. Yes, Handyman Negri, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday. I wonder if I might talk with you about something in the queue room?
The question room?
Yes, sire.
Of course. Come along. Farewell then, trolley.
Yes, farewell, trolley.
Farewell. Come along.
What do you suppose Handyman Negri will talk with King Friday about in the question room? Lady Elaine's behavior? We'll think more about that next time. Right now, let's feed the fish and then go over to the music shop. Hungry fish? Now, let's go to Negri's music shop and hopefully we'll meet the Jabali Africa group of singers. Come along.
There you go. And there's the flute. Now, don't hesitate to call about the lessons.
Yeah.
Okay? Good. Thank you very much. Really nice seeing you. Bye.
Hello.
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 Hi, friend.
Joe.
How are you?
Good. Where are they?
They're in the back room.
Oh, I'm looking forward to meeting them. Jabali. What
Jabali.
Does that mean?
Jabali means rock.
Rock. Rock of Africa.
Rock of Africa.
The foundation.
Oh, by the way, don't forget, ask for Josek.
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 Okay, fine.
All right.
Look forward
see
to
later.
Seeing you. Okay.
Senua, 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 senua
Josek here?
Yeah.
I'm Fred Rogers, Josek. Glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you, too.
You were singing something that sounded like, Senua Dindi, Senua. What's that mean?
That's right. Yeah. Senua is a vulture.
A vulture?
Yeah. And Pete Pete is, the kids are trying to imitate the way the vulture is flapping its wings.
I see. Yeah. What does Dindi mean? Dindi, Senua.
It's Senua Dindi. That's the vulture.
Ah, the vulture. Boy. You have interesting things that you were playing a wood or
the claviers.
Aha.
Yeah. Do you want to try?
Sure. Let me see. Doesn't sound very good.
Make a resonator with your hands and then hit it. Turn it, hit it. That's right.
That's better, isn't it? Oh, thanks for that lesson. Mm-hmm. What are you playing?
I'm playing a cowbell. You can
come.
You can try it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. A cowbell, you say.
It's okay, like this. You can play it many tunes.
Nice sound. Thank you. Yeah. What do you have?
I have the kayamba.
Karamba?
Kayamba. It's made of seeds inside.
Oh, there's seeds in there?
Yeah.
Could I hear that?
This is just grass, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's the sound it makes.
Oh, that's lovely. Want me to try it?
Yeah.
Sure. Back and forth, huh?
Yeah.
But it sounds a little like the rain, too, when you go like
that. Oh, yeah. This side, on the side.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. You have
This something? Is a triangular bell.
Triangular bell?
Bell or gong.
A gong?
Yeah, because of the sound it makes. It goes like... Would you like to try it?
Sure.
Yeah. Hit it on the side. You can hit it on one side or both.
Make different sounds, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes different sounds. And also, you can use your hand too, like to variate.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Make it up and down.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Could I see some drums there?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. That's the way you get. Very nice. What you have?
I'm playing the maracas.
Maracas?
Yeah. You play that like that.
And are there seeds in there too?
Yeah, there's seeds inside too. Then they're painted also, you know, like an African village on it.
Very nice. Oh, thanks.
Get a trade. There you go.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
I sure would love to hear you play something, would you?
Yeah, I think we'll do the mama song.
Mama? Does what that mean think? Mama?
Yeah. Yeah. Mean it's an appreciation to our to the mothers.
Appreciation of the mothers.
Yeah.
Good. I'd be glad to listen. Yeah. That's wonderful. Who taught you to do that?
This is something that has been passed from generation to generation.
Oh, so your parents teach you and the grandparents
teach that's
them?
Right.
And, I mean, even this part.
Kaka. 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 That's right.
And then you go like this.
Yeah.
You know, that's almost like the chickens.
Yeah, we're imitating the giraffe.
Oh, the giraffe.
Yeah.
There's a real long neck.
Yeah.
Oh, have you done this since you were little boys?
Yeah, these are things we've been doing since we were little boys, and some things we've been seeing them from our parents and the people, like the fellow countrymen and villagers.
So they're really a part of the inside of you. And here you are helping all these other people to understand better. I mean, you're helping me to understand. Yeah. It's wonderful.
From the movement, the song,
yeah,
and the expressions. Yeah.
Well, I'm very grateful for that. Could I hear another song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. I'll just sit over here and listen.
What do you think of Tree Tree? Yeah.
It'll be a surprise for me.
What did you say it would be? Tree Tree Tree.
Yeah.
Hey, wonderful. You know that part at the end where you sing tree, tree, tree by yourselves? Do you think we could sing that together?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Tree, 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 tree.
What a beautiful sound you have. How would you say tree in Swahili?
Muti.
Muti.
Yeah.
So, thank you for muti, muti, muti. And
you're
all
welcome.
Your music. It's just great to meet you all. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
What do you think? You like the size of it?
They are wonderful.
Oh, you're good. Okay. Really terrific.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Muti, muti, muti. Wonderful. Oh. I wanted to try this. Muti, muti, muti. Muti, muti, muti. Muti, muti, muti. Muti, muti, muti. Well, it's time for me to go. I was just thinking, you're growing up to be a fine person. That's what I like to think about you. You're growing up to be a person who can talk about your feelings, not just wipe things out like Lady Elaine. And you're growing up to realize that everybody in the world is your brother or sister, that the
The world is one big family, and we all need to learn how to get along. I'm glad you're in the world. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Be back next time. Bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.